The Garden of Knowledge, Shir number 57.
This is the big scene in chapter 2 of the Torah. See, Adam had had his life force breathed into him directly by Hashem. He was given a tour of all the wonderful things that he would be permitted to eat, yet despite all the varieties that were available to him, he was tempted by one particular forbidden part of the garden. How does that work? You've got everything but one thing. Where does it go wrong? Says King Solomon in the book of Proverbs, Mishlei, chapter 9, verse 17. Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasing. Human nature gravitates towards that which is forbidden. Man thinks that forbidden fruit is sweeter than permissible fruit. What's the source of this? Why does the evil inclination chase after what we're not allowed to have, rather than all the wonderful things that we are permitted? Well, here's a newsflash. That's exactly how the evil inclination works. Like, it's doing nothing more than what it's programmed to do. Hashem instilled the evil inclination within every one of us. And the evil inclination is programmed to pursue evil with no compromise. It's just doing its job. If no one had a leaning towards evil, then surely everyone would obey Hashem. Remember, the rabbis taught us that when Hashem saw that everything was very good, he was referring to the evil inclination. Since Hashem does everything for the best, including giving us that evil inclination. Like we learned yesterday, there's four basic elements. The things that challenge us are the vehicle that we can actually elevate ourselves if we flip them around, use the energy, but in a positive direction. The greater the resistance, the greater the effort a person must invest to achieve something. The heavier the weight a person lifts, the stronger the muscles. The same goes true for spirituality. Because of the evil inclination, because of the Yetzirah that gets in the way from us serving Hashem, we have to put in more effort. And the more effort we put in, we actually grow with our emunah, because we discover Hashem more. It makes us stronger, brings us closer to Hashem. When a person knows that the evil inclination is liable to trip him up at any moment, you daven more. Help me, Hashem. I know I'm in danger here all the time. So I'm asking you to help. Remember, you can do that. As such, the evil inclination actually brings a person closer to Hashem, because that's the what thing that motivates us more. It terrifies us, but at the same time, it motivates us. Knowing that we are powerless without Hashem is a huge accomplishment. And we know the minute we want something, it literally takes over every faculty in our being. Adam was warned against eating the forbidden fruit. For the day you eat from it, you're going to die. But not even that deterred him. When a person is being tested, his spiritual awareness, it's taken away from him. You just become crazy. And therefore, says Rabbi Nachman, we have to pray profusely for help from Hashem, even before we are tested. Hashem's command was aimed at giving Adam free choice. The moment he was commanded, a war of thoughts began in his mind. Adam's free choice begins with his thoughts. Should I cling to Hashem and listen? Because he created me, put me in this lovely garden, gave me all these free gifts that I didn't deserve, and he knows what's best for me. But then, boom, evil inclination kicks in. Thoughts of arrogance, inflated ego. Wait a minute. I am the most important part of creation. I am made in the image of Hashem. I can make my own decisions. I know best. No one can tell me what to do. My intellect is sufficient to help me understand exactly what Hashem's going and trying to do, and I know that he's just being selfish. Really? Well, I'm leaving you on a cliffhanger. You're going to have to come back for some more. Have a very good day.